demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. He invites you to put yourself into his hands, and he will keep you in his.
Holds me in his hands. place me in God's hands. He holds me tight to Him, holds me in His hands. When I place me in God's hands, He holds me tight to Him, holds me in His hands. When I place me in God's hands, He holds me tight to Him, holds me in His hands.
God inspired Ephesians 5:32 and 6:11 to be written for the church as well as individuals. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 5:32 and 6:11. God inspired the book of Ephesians to be written for individuals, yes, but also for the church itself. Starting in Ephesians 6:13, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, for the church.